بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I'm your brother Abu Jabir Abdullah bin Abdul. With you this morning is a reflecting moment with the glorious Quran. And inshallah, we shall be reflecting on the 24th verse of Surah Al-Anfal, Quran chapter 8. Preamble. Every one of us is presumed dead, except for a few. This verse introduces us to that which gives life to these privileged few. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. الله سبحانه وتعالى He says, O you who believe, answer Allah by obeying Him and His Messenger when He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calls you to that which will give you life. And know that Allah comes in between a person and his heart. And verily, to Him you shall all be gathered. Allah says, O you who believe, yani Allah has made an exceptional call to an exceptional category of people. And these are the believers. Allah didn't say, Ya ayyuhan nas. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan lazina amanu, because it's going to give command. And that is one thing we need to learn. The difference between Ya ayyuhan nasu and Ya ayyuhan lazina amanu. Ya ayyuhan lazina amanu, Ibn Abbas says, Allah calls the believers when He wants to give them command or He wants to inform them about a particular thing. Hence here, Allah calls on the believers, because only those that believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be able to answer this call. So Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ay yaqul ajibuna bitta'a, answer Allah and His Messenger with obedience. That is, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul idha da'akum ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls you, lima yuhiikum, to that which will give you life. Yani ay ila ma yuhiikum, to that which will give you life. Imam al-Suddin, he said, well, Iman, obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the issues of Iman. When he calls you to Iman, obey him. لِأَنَّ الْكَافِرَ مَيِّتْ, because a kafir is a dead person. فَيَحْيَى بِالْإِيمَانِ, the only thing that gives him life is Iman. Imam al-Qatada, he says, أَيْ لِمَا يُحِيكُمْ, that which gives life is هُوَ الْقُرْآنِ, فِيهِ الْحَالَ وَبِهِ النَّجَاةِ وَالْعُصْمَ فِي الدَّهْرَيْنِ. He said, in the Quran, there is life, there is salvation, and there is protection, and you know, فِي الدَّهْرَيْنِ, in both worlds, in this world and in the hereafter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to answer the call of Allah and His Prophet when the Prophet calls us to that which gives us life. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ, and know that Allah comes in between a person and his heart. Allah comes in between a person and his heart. You know, سَعِيدُ بِنِ جُبَيْرِ and أَطَاءُ بِنْ أَبِي رَبَحْ, they say, يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَالْكَافِرِ, Allah comes between a believer and an unbeliever. وَبَيْنَ الْكَافِرِ وَالْإِيمَانِ, and Allah comes between a kafir and iman, yani Allah prevents him. أَيَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْكَافِرِ وَالطَّاعَةِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents an evil person to decide anything. وَيَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَالْمَعْصِيَةِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents an a righteous person from falling into sin. That is Allah's protection for he who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. Hence, Allah now rounds it up with what? وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and verily, unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you shall all be gathered. Why? فَيَجْزِيكُمْ بِأَعْمَالِكُمْ, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will recompense you for the deeds that you have done. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the strength to answer the call of Tawheed, to answer the call of Iman, to be obedient to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do that, Allah will come between us and Ma'asiyah, and sin. Allah will prevent us from falling into sinful acts. Allah will protect us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guarantee our success in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.